All right. So, but the thing in terms of funding the post office, I mean, what about that argument? I understand your point about the horse and buggy, but isn't there some sense in that?
Okay.
We're sending, I believe, got the numbers, 12.1 billion business emails a year, 5.4 billion personal emails. A 1 cent tax on each of those, you're getting some
money.
I'm
sorry. What the post service does right now, the bulk of what they send you is what I like to call physical spam, which is actually worse for the environment. It's rather unpleasant. And now the postal service is saying that the federal government has undermined them by saying, they're saying that we have to adequately fund our pensions. That's crazy talk. And so postal employees are funding ads on my television that are visual spam that are telling us that this is some grave injustice, that they should fund these crazy pension obligations they've built up over years. The U.S. Postal Service, you know, maybe there's a reduced place for it. Maybe if they deliver 5 days a week rather than six, that would make sense.
Well,
but I don't see why other industry should have to subsidize postal carriers, because there are a lot of industries that are struggling that could use those resources to provide innovative new services.
It's a fair point. It's just it's